programming note here for you. Tomorrow we will not be doing a show because we are your home for the Florida State Seminoles, and so tomorrow the Florida State Seminoles have their bowl game. So we'll be airing their bowl game tomorrow right here on News Radio 92.3, and so be sure to tune into that. The top three stories here in the news for you. U.S. is considering new COVID rules for travelers from China. New travel restrictions from China as they're having a spike of COVID cases. The Idaho murders update. Police say the university professor is suing a TikTok cyber sleuth is not linked to the slayings. So basically there's some TikToker who says they believe that this university professor was behind the killings in Idaho. The police say, no, we don't see any evidence of that. And now the university professor is suing the TikToker. And then finally, Southwest Airline cancellations continue. And with them doing so, Pete Buttigieg says that he's going to hold the airline accountable. They very well could have penalties and fines and things like that. 2,887 flight cancellations today. Out of those, 2,509 are Southwest Airlines. So, and the evidence now coming out from Southwest Air is that it looks like their computer networks crashed. And when their computer networks crashed, they've decided to operate at a third of capacity in order to try to get things back up and running, in order to handle moving staff and pilots and flight crew around. Because I guess there's a lot of flight crew and staff that has been stranded for days in the airports as well. I mean, we think about passengers, but you know, the flight attendants and the pilots, they're all, you know, wanting to work, and yet they're grounded in an airport themselves. So kind of bizarre right there. All right. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. Forbes lists Pensacola as one of the top 10 cities to live in. Once again, we came right behind Tallahassee, which ranked ninth. And overall, when you look at this is the top places to live in Florida. So the top place they have is Tampa. Tampa's pretty nice. Tampa's a nice place. Jacksonville came in second. Gainesville, 3. Cape Coral, 4. Orlando, 5. Miami, 6. Melbourne, 7. Sarasota, 8. Tallahassee, 9. And then Pensacola comes in 10th. So 10th best place to live in the state of Florida. And part of the reason is the amount of employment opportunities in the area. So that's pretty nice. Now, overall, looking at the state of Florida, made the list from a study. Who did the study? I just lost who did it. U.S. World News. They did the study of the most tax-friendly states for retirees to live in. Now, we know that a lot of people retire here to Florida. It's not just because of the weather. It's because we do come in as one of the best states for tax friendliness for retirees. So no state income tax, obviously. We have no statewide estate tax either. Real estate taxes, fairly reasonable, manageable at least. And so that's one of the reasons why we've come tops. But also Alabama, our neighbor, they're also one of the top retiree states for as far as tax friendliness goes. One of the benefits of retiring in Alabama, they don't tax Social Security benefits or traditional pension payments. They have one of the lowest real estate tax rates in the country. And then housing prices are also very affordable. So they do collect state income tax, but it's a lower rate of state income tax. Some of the other states that made the list, Alaska, that one kind of surprised me because they actually have pretty high real estate taxes, but they have no state income tax and no state sales tax either. Okay, so that makes up for it quite a bit. And then let's see here. Mississippi also made the list. So I thought that was kind of a surprise. Nevada, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Wyoming. These are all ones that I think we'd all go, yeah, okay, I've heard those making the list. Now, but here's some of the top 10 that made the list of tax-friendly retirement destinations that surprised me. Illinois, Say what? Yeah, well, they say a big benefit for retirees in Illinois is they're able to subtract Social Security and pension income from their federal adjusted gross income. Oh. Illinois also has a flat income tax rate. So even though they do have income tax, it's a flat rate of 4.95%. But their real estate taxes are some of the highest in the country, and they do have higher sales tax. So there's obviously more benefits like Alabama and Florida and places like that. Another one made the list that kind of surprised me, New Hampshire. They have no individual state income tax, though. Residents pay a 5% income on dividends and interest, though. No state sales tax, though. Pennsylvania also made the list. I'm like, what? That's pretty bad. Because when we look at places like Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, Texas, Tennessee, South Dakota, Wyoming, we get it. But in order to make the top 10, they have to put in places like Illinois and Pennsylvania. You know, it's that does not bode well for the United States when we're talking about the most tax-friendly states, and you've got Illinois on the list and Pennsylvania. And this comes from U.S. News and World Report. So I was like, yeah, I don't know about that. But, you know, ones that didn't make the list, New York and California. Massachusetts. Yeah, no, those didn't even come close. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the Pfizer, Gracie Wolf.
This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. I-10 and I-110 are moving nicely throughout Pensacola. We are starting to see that everyday traffic on Highway 90 as you leave Pensacola and head towards Pace. Expect some slowdowns in the eastbound direction due to construction. 29 north and southbound lanes are accident-free and traveling smoothly, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach. 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre looking good. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, and this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, just once again, programming note, tomorrow's show will be suspended. Just kidding, not suspended. We just won't have a show because we're going to have the Florida State Seminoles playing right here. They're playing in their bowl game tomorrow. The kickoff is at 4:30 our time, and they're playing the Oklahoma Sooners. So pretty big game right there for the number 13 Florida State Seminoles in the Cheez-It Bowl. And that'll be at 4:30, but we have the pregame an hour before that, and we also have the postgame as well. So be sure to tune into that tomorrow right here on News Radio 92.3, your home for the Florida State Seminoles football. Hey, if you're in the military and you need to sell your house, you need to call Christina Leavenworth with Rinke Realty. She's a military specialist. We had her in about a month ago, and she was telling us about tips that she has for military members, like transferring your 3% mortgage, tips that she's gotten over her years of experience in the field. She's helped hundreds of military families buy and sell their homes, and she's somebody who values the truth. She's someone you can trust, and she knows what you're going through. And she goes above and beyond to try to make this process as easy as possible for you. So if you're PCSing or know somebody that is, know this as well. Christina offers a free deep cleaning service for all of her military clients. So if you're in the military and looking to make a move, call Christina Leavenworth at 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. Once again, Christina Leavenworth has all the tips and the tricks that you need in order to get your house sold quickly. It's Christina Leavenworth with Rinke Realty. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. We're going to have your top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Come up in 15 minutes. We've got your sports hit and part of that a surprise benching of a quarterback coming up this weekend to let you know about. Stick around for that. Also, got to talk about Governor DeSantis ordering a probe into an event that's going on in the state of Florida. We'll let you know about what that is coming up as well.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. Flight issues continuing adding up around the U.S., according to FlightAware. Over 2,800 flights canceled today, and at the same time, over 2,900 flights delayed today as well. Former Pope Benedict is very sick. His successor, Pope Francis, made the announcement today. Benedict is 95 years old. He resigned in 2013, becoming the first pope in about 600 years to step down. U.S. imposing new restrictions on travelers from China due to a surge in COVID cases. All air passengers at least 2 years of age originating from China will be required to show a negative COVID test no more than 2 days before their departure. And a bust of the first Black Supreme Court justice will now be placed in the U.S. Capitol building. President Biden signed a bill to remove the bust of former Chief Justice Roger Taney and replace it with the bust of Thurgood Marshall, Bobby.
Yeah, going back to the COVID thing, this is very bizarre. I just looked up some more information about this. And I mean, the numbers looking at it, at least the numbers that they are reporting, it doesn't look like they're having like a big spike. They're having about as many cases as what we're having.
They being China?
Yeah, China. Like in the past 14 days, the country has had about 5,000 deaths from COVID. The United States, 4,900. So like maybe 200 or 300 fewer deaths in the United States than what China has had. So either they're not reporting their stuff or they're over exaggerating the COVID case situation that's going on there. Or maybe they're being overwhelmed with the hospitals and ICUs, but people aren't dying from it now, which was what we've kind of heard here in the United States, that there's more cases like the mortality rate is going down with COVID now. And so, so people who are getting it are recovering easier or better in more cases. So maybe that's what's going on. I don't know, but I agree with you. This seems like there's some fishy numbers coming out of there.
I mean, and yeah, like I think the thing that sets it off that, I mean, the U.S. clearly doesn't believe what China's saying.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Because, yeah. I mean, if the numbers have been in line with the U.S. this whole time, I don't think we're you know, looking at a restriction on passengers coming over from China. I mean, because, you know, this is real. I mean, it's only China, right, where this is a thing at this moment?
Yeah, that's basically right now been able to see, the only place is China. Yeah, that's where they're having a big spike. Now, I did see this report that there was two flights that came from China into the United States recently, and half of the passengers had COVID when they got off the flight. So maybe it's something like that where they're like, hey, you know what? whether they're showing a lot of symptoms or not, they have COVID. And we learned from last time, right? We trusted them too much.
Yeah.
And by the time we finally had travel restrictions and everything like that, it was too late. That we'd already had it in the country.
And I think the other bizarre thing is, you know, it's one thing for the U.S. to say, hey, you know, if you're coming from China, you're going to have to show proof of a negative COVID test. It's another thing to say, you know, hey, you know, the numbers in China are, you know, skewed really high right now. But the fact that both of these things have happened literally a day or two after China said, hey, if you're coming into our country, we're lifting the restrictions. Right?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, that's just not adding up to me, especially with how draconian China has been this entire time. So why now?
Yep. Yeah, good point. I got a text here. It says, Bobby, that flight that had the flights that had over half were to Italy from China. So, okay. So it was half of the flights going from China to Italy had greater than 50% of the passengers had COVID. So you now have Italy, the United States, Japan, and the UK have all have travel restrictions from China now. So because of this outbreak that's happening over there.
You think that's where it stops? So, do you think it stops at China?
Right now, it looks like that's the only place that's really being that negatively affected. So it's hard to say. I mean, we do know Italy got really affected last time. Italy's, maybe they're trying to nip this in the bud over there before it spreads over there. But, you know, I don't know. Because the evidence of the new variant, the mutated variant, is that the symptoms are dramatically different than what the first round of COVID was like. And we're, like I said, mortality rate seems to be dropping dramatically. So it's not as deadly as what previous versions have been. So
I have,
you know, I don't know what's
lost
gonna happen with this.
Touch on what are we still on Omicron, or are we on to something else?
Oh, now? No, we're past Omicron. Yeah.
What's it called?
But it's, well, now they've gone, what do they call the variants now? They started going back to calling them like
SARS-2 or, oh, okay.
Yeah, like BA this and BA that. Oh, yeah. And like BF7. And like they're starting to do that stuff because we're actually at the point now. So I do know whatever variant we're on, it's actually a variant of Omicron. And I talked about this before you rejoined us here on News Radio, that Omicron was so unique in its mutation that now the subvariants are named after Omicron. So they're not even called like subvariant of COVID. It's subvariant of Omicron. It's Omicron had mutated so much, it almost could have been a COVID-20. But instead of calling it COVID-20, since it mutated from COVID-19, it's just the Omicron variant. And now the variants we're getting are variants of Omicron. It's very strange, very convoluted. But that's what's spreading, is this variant of Omicron. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's go ahead and get a traffic update.
Our roads are checking and clear with I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, Gulf Beach also looking good, as well as Davis Highway, Creighton Road, East Olive Road, and Langley all checking in without any major slowdowns. If you see something else on the road, just make sure to give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. In fact, we mentioned this before. I'll bring it up again. The top symptoms of this new subvariant of Omicron that's going around is sore throat and runny nose. Oh, you know, you don't worry about a sore throat and a runny nose. Those are the top symptoms, followed by blocked nose, sneezing, cough without phlegm, so that dry cough. Then it's headache, cough with phlegm, hoarse voice, muscle aches and pains, and altered sense of smell. So no longer is it fever, no longer is it a complete loss of sense, a complete loss of smell, or complete loss of taste. Those are no longer on there, and neither is fever. So, yeah, there we go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Got a text here. What is the latest on Florida's constitutional carry law? Nothing. I mean, we haven't started the legislative session yet, but Governor DeSantis said that he expects it to probably pass this session. We'll just have to see whether they bring it up or not. Let's go ahead and get a quick break. We come back here. I want to bring up a probe that Governor DeSantis has started into an issue going on in the state of Florida. That's next. There's a tour going on here in the state of Florida called A Drag Queen Christmas, a holiday-themed drag tour. And it made its first of its scheduled stops on Monday throughout the state of Florida. It's got some other ones. And the state of Florida now investigating this because it allegedly marketed sexually explicit elements to children. Now, the admission is limited to those, or is advised to be limited to those, 18 and older, unless accompanied by an adult. Yet, images and videos coming out from Twitter users show this is a very sexually explicit show.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest. Golden grand piano, my beauty focus, EOU. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved.
It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, Pensacola's Mardi Gras is kicking off Mardi Gras season Friday, January 6th with a static parade and blessing of the floats. It's going to be in downtown Pensacola. Come check out the Mardi Gras cruise and stick around for the cutting of the king cake. It's going to be January 6th. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Just a reminder, too, Pensacola Symphony Orchestra has their New Year's Eve concert coming up on, well, New Year's Eve. Going to be at 7 o'clock at the Singer Theater. You can get more details and tickets on our website, newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Let me go through the top three stories here real quick. So, first of all, the United States is now considering new COVID rules for travelers from China. New COVID restrictions for travelers from China as they're having another COVID wave hitting their country. The Idaho murders update, police say the university professor who was accused of being linked to the slayings is not linked to the slayings. And now that university professor is suing the TikToker who accused him of such. And Southwest Airline flight cancellations continue. 2,500 more of them today. 2,800 total cancellations in the United States. 2,500 of them are Southwest Airlines. And then Pete Buttigieg, transportation secretary, vows to hold the airline accountable. I read earlier something that was sent to me that was from a Southwest Airlines pilot. Let me read this to you just to give you a little bit of it's bizarre. It's a little bit long, but I think it's worth it. And says, I don't know what to say. Southwest Airlines has imploded. Their antiquated software system has completely fried. Planes are parked. Crews are stranded in the airports with passengers, volunteering to take the passengers in parked planes, but the software won't accept it. Phone lines are overwhelmed for both passenger and crews. I personally spent over 2 hours trying to get a hold of anyone in the company last night after midnight. A captain and I did manage to get one flight put together on Christmas night, got people home. Kudos to the ops agent and dispatcher for making it happen. We had to manually input a lot of the data, and it took over an hour to coordinate with dispatch going back and forth running numbers. We spent hours trying to get the company to answer and get us a hotel when we landed, as they are all sold out. We were only put in a call queue for hours before they hung up. I found one hotel with four rooms, and we bought our own rooms at 2:30 a.m. I even paid for flight attendants' rooms for them. I literally have crews sleeping on the airport floors all over the country with nowhere to go. Crews have been calling to fly anyone, anywhere, but the company says the system needs a reset. They have effectively shut down the operations for the rest of the year, running one-third of the flights so they can let the computer find and locate the crews and aircraft. Gate agents are in tears. They've been yelled at, cussed at, slapped at, and spit on. Flight attendants have been taking a beating. The frontline employees have had little support or communication from the company. Terminals are standing room only, with people having been there for days. Pilot lounges are packed with pilots ready to fly, yet nowhere to go. Embarrassing is an understatement. I'm going on my second of 3 days off, still stuck on the East Coast and still expected to show up in the morning with no schedule. And I'm willing to fly all day if needed, because that's nothing compared to what the passengers needing meds and bags that are lost, and mothers traveling with kids have been stuck for the same amount of days in the terminal. In 24 years of flying, I've never seen anything like this. Heads need to roll. Rumors on social media are floating that there's a lack of crews and pilots are staging sick calls. Absolutely not true at all. This is a computer system meltdown. Thousands of crew members are sitting in hotels and airports with nowhere to go. The airline has failed miserably. And this is just, that's from a pilot sent to a friend of mine. It's a complete and utter failure of the computer system. And they're not planning on changing it until the end of the year, which, just a few days, but still. Third of flights will be operational to the end of the year. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, then we'll get your sports hit.
This traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. I-10, I-110 not showing any slowdowns. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace has cleared up too on the bridge, as well as Highway 90 throughout Milton and Pace, showing no slowdowns. If you do see delays, see an accident, give me a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. And again, this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Well, let's go ahead and get your sports hit.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA is going to be on NBA TV tonight at 6:30 with the Lakers against the Miami Heat, followed by the Denver Nuggets against the Sacramento Kings. We've got a couple of bowl games going on right now. Actually, Duke beat UCF earlier today, Central Florida, 30-13. Right now, the AutoZone Liberty Bowl is underway, and the Arkansas Razorbacks are beating Kansas Jayhawks 24-7. That game's on ESPN. When that game's over, Texas Tech will play Ole Miss on ESPN right around 8 o'clock tonight. Before that, though, at 7 o'clock on Fox, you can check number 15 Oregon playing University of North Carolina. NCAA men's basketball is underway. Number 18 TCU is beating Central Arkansas 93-52. Number 7 Tennessee in a close one against Ole Miss right now. They're leading by 1 point in the second with 5 minutes left in the game. And then earlier today, well, I guess it's about to end, number 10 Gonzaga is beating Eastern Oregon 118-42. Getting three triple digits in college basketball is like unheard of. 118-42, that's a blowout. Number 2 UConn is beating Villanova 10-6. That game is on FS1 right now. Got some other games on ESPN2 tonight as well that you can check out. NHL hockey is going to be on TNT at 6:30. Boston Bruins take on New Jersey Red Devils, followed by Calgary against Seattle. And then in sports news, the Christmas Day games had an uptick for the NBA viewership, but the NFL easily beat those viewership ratings on Christmas Day. Big news story today, the Raiders are benching Derek Carr for the last two games of the season, and it's expected that they're planning on trading him at the end of the season. Teddy Bridgewater going to get the start for the Dolphins as Tua Tagovailoa is dealing with concussion protocol. And the coach has not said whether Coach McDaniel has not said whether he will play at all for the rest of the season or not. Probably not. Carson Wentz getting the start for the Washington Commanders as Ron Rivera has benched Heinicke. And over in the basketball, Devin Booker for the Suns is out at least a month with a left groin injury. And Kristen Ledecky has won the AP Female Athlete of the Year. And she's dominating the record books. If you haven't been following Kristen Ledecky, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. That is your sports hit. Now, a couple other things here I want to bring up. First of all, that you remember yesterday, one of the big stories in the news was about that congressman elect in Santos. What's his name? George Santos. He's the congressman elect in New York who was just busted for a bunch of lies. He finally admitted that he lied about his college experience. He lied about his career. Now there's an investigation into how he made his wealth. Like, how did he get his money? And so with that, now he's a Republican. And so with that, there's been a lot of criticism going on against him. But Chris Hayes from MSNBC says, all right, so let me back up. Hold on a second. So he's a Republican, and there's been some people who've been saying, well, here's an example. Jonah Goldberg, who's a writer, author, and a political pundit, he brought up that I think Santos is a total embarrassment and has no place in public life. I think a lot of people agree with that. He continued on, but a lot of folks on this site are dinging him, seem to have forgotten how much both the current president and his predecessor embellished about their accomplishments. To that, Chris Hayes from MSNBC responds, I think there's a line between normal politician BSing and con man serial lying, and he's got infractions on either side of that line. I mean, it would have been a pretty big deal if it turned out that Joe Biden didn't actually have a law degree. In other words, he defended Joe Biden's lying. Joe Biden's lying is just normal politician BSing. It's different than, you know, what this guy's been doing. So of course you can, you know, you can tell a lot of people did not think that was very good. They just started ripping onto him. Says, well, Biden did get busted for cheating in law school, and so he did get his degree. Does that still count or not? It's like, oh my gosh. Then it goes on here. In his statement today, Mr. Biden, who attended the Syracuse College of Law and graduated 76th in his class at 85, acknowledged, I did not graduate in the top half of my class at law school, and my recollection of this was inaccurate. Does that count? I mean, it just goes on and on. People just going on about Biden lying about a scholarship, about having 3 undergrad degrees, about lying about being a former professor. MSNBC. Going out there defending the president. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Oh, speaking of liars, how about Bill Cosby? Bill Cosby had a radio interview yesterday and said that he is making his return to comedy in spring of 2023. Say what? Yeah. So if you recall, he was convicted of criminal sexual assault back in April, and he went to jail for a short period of time, but he was released after his conviction was overturned. But his conviction was not overturned because he was innocent. His conviction was overturned because of an agreement that he would, that basically the DA agreed that they would not prosecute him if he admitted to certain things. He admitted to those things, they prosecuted him. And so it got overturned because they said, wait a minute, you guys promised him you wouldn't prosecute him on that. So in other words, he didn't get released because he was innocent. He got released because of some pre-agreement. So he's still guilty of doing these things. Like, he did these things. Whether the courts can find him guilty or not doesn't matter. He did them. And now he's going to be going back to the comedy tour. I guess on this radio interview he had today, he said, when I come out of this, I feel like I'll be able to perform and be the Bill Cosby that my audience knows me to be. Okay. I don't know what he is anymore. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom, plus the top stories on FoxNews.com. Stick around. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go ahead and get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is joining the calls, saying Southwest needs to make it right after thousands upon thousands of stranded passengers still trying to get to destinations and hopes they're given adequate compensation. Southwest canceled over 2,500 of its flights today, according to FlightAware. The death toll due to the snowstorm that rocked Buffalo and western New York rising again. More than 30 people have lost their lives, and that total is expected to keep growing in the coming days. The man who's accused of attacking the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, once again pleading not guilty, David DePape, is now facing numerous charges, including attempted murder after he allegedly broke into the couple's San Francisco home in October, wanting to kidnap the speaker. And pretty good company that Avatar, The Way of Water, is joining, a member of the $1 billion club. It's just the sixth film to ever break the mark 14 days after it's released. So just 2 weeks, it crossed $1 billion. I believe
pretty impressive.
Yeah, the last one to do that, I think, was last year's Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, was that, No Way Home.
Something far away from home. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty impressive. And, you know, when Avatar 2 first came out, everybody, like, after a couple of days, everybody was like, oh, this is a disappointing start. It's probably, you know, even if it makes it money, it's money back. It may not be considered a success. Well, I guess it just keeps on going, though.
Well, the thing that I thought about after we talked about this last hour was, you know what? I haven't heard one person say, hey, you got to go see Avatar. Have you?
You know what? Good point. I have not either.
So, I mean,
I haven't talked to anybody who's like, oh, you got to see it. It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
you're
I
right.
mean, people are going and they're buying up tickets, but I, you know, yeah, I have not on social media, not even in like the immediate social circle that I find myself
right.
in. I just haven't seen that anywhere where people are just saying, oh my God, Avatar.
It must just be the people who already loved Avatar and they must just be going and seeing it over and over. That's all I can, that's all yeah. I can think. Like they're just going and seeing it over and over. That's the only explanation. Gracie, what you got going on with traffic?
Really nothing to slow us down with I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola. We do have one accident on Avalon Boulevard. This is going to be just north of I-10, right near the raceway, but not seeing anything to delay you on Avalon Boulevard. If you do see something on the road, see an accident, have details, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, top stories on foxnews.com. Another top Russian official has been tasked with arming the country's military, yet he reportedly died suddenly. This is not the first time this has happened, and so this has got a lot of people questioning and wanting some answers, wanting to know what's going on. So kind of an interesting one right there. Then the other top story is Bill Cosby. I just brought this up. Bill Cosby has plans in 2023 to return to comedy after his overturned sexual assault conviction. And I was just mentioning that, like, you got to remember, it was overturned not because he was innocent. It was overturned because there was an agreement that they wouldn't prosecute him if he fessed up to certain things. And he fessed up to them, they prosecuted him, sent him to jail, and a judge said, well, that's entrapment. You told him you wouldn't prosecute him. And so he's not innocent. He's a guilty dude. And he's going to return to the stage at 85 years old for comedy. Okay. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
40 to 60% of our DNA can be shared with bananas. Say what? So we're like partially banana? Well, they say you are what you eat. I eat a lot of bananas, so that would make sense. Cancun was established by the Mexican government using computer models to predict what spot would be an ideal tourist destination. That's how Cancun was started to be a tourist destination. And it was created by computer models, and it turns out it was pretty accurate. According to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, any person over the age of 18 should not top their dog with ketchup. That's right. You use ketchup over the age of 18 on your hot dog. It's against the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council's guidelines. Should be mustard only. So there you go. All right. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, the top White House COVID expert weighs in on masks. I'll tell you what he says coming up next.